CTV.
I don't think I told you about the remnant of Israel for a while. No, not the remnant, the 144,000. I'll bet the 144,000 belong to the remnant.
Yes, they do.
144,000, 12,000 from every tribe. People ask me, Martin, do you believe that the kingdom is so close? I've heard you say 2028, Martin.
Yes, I have, and I'm sticking with it.
Then the 144,000, whoever they are, must be alive today. Yes, they are. Do they know who they are? I don't think most of them do. No, they don't know who they are. Those who think they are, yeah, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, right? That's their whole thing. They think that there's only 144,000 people who are going to heaven. Yeah, well, they also believe some very wacky things. I believe that they believe in free will and eternal torment, don't they? And they think that only 144,000 are going to heaven. Maybe there's a few other people saved if they answer the door on Saturday and let them in. So these people, they're not in on it. No. You see, those who are at the front line of the wedding ceremony now, with all their posturing and strutting and preening, they are going to be last. And those who are last are going to be first. Remember what Jesus said about the wedding feast? Those who were invited, the sons of Israel, the ones that we think are the sons of Israel, now they have squandered it. They don't even believe in Jesus, but there are some Israelites who believe in Jesus. Am I talking about completed Jews? I'm talking about them, and it goes far deeper than that. This is Martin Zender. I broadcasting to you today from a car in an alley in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the bottom of the edge of the Floridian Peninsula. Perfect for me. I think it's the reason I like aisle seat. I got to have the aisle seat on an airplane. I need to know that I got some room over here at the elbow, right? At the right elbow. So I need to be at the edge of the peninsula. I got to have that ocean. I just need to know the ocean's out there. I don't go to the ocean, but I need to know it's there. I need to know I can get out. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you. Before I get into the 144,000, I got a great quote for you. I got an email from a guy I know, a believer, and a viewer named Larry. And he said this. Listen to this. This guy's frustrated with the world. Probably as frustrated as I am. I don't know if there's anybody more frustrated than I am, but listen to this. The stage is set. The world could not be in a more ripe condition for tribulation and shock and thief in the night. The unprecedented mass technology and instant gratification and distraction is utterly conducive to these things. This world of 8 billion people could not be in a thicker stupor than it is now. Sports and movies and music and news and politics and college and iPhones and computers and Xboxes and malls and Wall Street and airports and hotels and restaurants and houses and Home Depot and Best Buy and boats and cars and church buildings. Ho ho, that is poetry. Exponentially myopic and completely immersed in vanity. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thoroughly dominated by Satan and demons. Once again, a brilliant statement. Only the almighty power of God can handle all this and wake people the hell up. Amen, Larry, that was like poetry to me. That is reads better than Shakespeare, better than any sonnet, better than any Walt Whitman poem I've ever read. Thank you for that. Now, if you go to my ZWTF newsletter, Volume 5, Issue 43, you will read a very important article there. How do you get there? You go to my homepage, martinzender.com. You scroll down, and left side of the page, you'll see ZWTF Archives. That's the name of the newsletter. That's the newsletter I publish every week. It's called the ZWTF. Go to ZWTF Archives, click there, you'll see them all listed there. There's a few hundred, okay? Go to Volume 5, Issue 43. Here's the sexy title. Modern Gentiles Saved into the Millennial Kingdom. That's right, modern Gentiles. People who seem to be members of the nations, but I say that a vast majority of them are actually, if you trace their genealogy back, are Israelites. That's right, the famous Lost Ten Tribes. I know that some in the concordant circles poo-poo this, but Amos, I believe it's 9:9, makes it clear that The house of Israel, as contrasted with the house of Judah, was scattered among all the nations of the earth. When was this? Well, the house of Israel was taken into captivity into Assyria, and the house of Judah was taken into captivity into Babylon. The house of Judah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they returned to Jerusalem, but the 10 northern tribes never came back. The Assyrians kind of left the jail cell open. They went to fight some foreign wars, and millions of Israelites wandered north and west, and they settled what we now know as Europe. And so they became Irish, they became Germans, they became English. But what were they behind that? Behind that, I believe they're Israelites. And then some of them became Americans. I think these people are scattered all over the place. And I read in Ezekiel where God is going to whistle from the north, south, east, west, and he's going to bring the true Israel. It talks about the house of Israel. I talked about this in my show in the Revelation series. God is going to bring the house of Israel back to the land. But right now, the true Israelites are scattered. They're scattered on in every nation. Do they have a heart for God? And some of them, yes. They probably struggle with our gospel, the gospel of Paul, because that gospel doesn't belong to them. See, some people argue with me. I don't know why. It's a losing battle. They say, well, Martin, there are no circumcision people alive today. Paul's is the only gospel going out. Well, Paul's is an active evangel, but the circumcision evangel is still can be read and believed and held on to and waited for. See, the circumcision is a gospel in waiting, but the circumcision letters, last time I checked, are still in my Bible. People read them and they know they're of the circumcision. They have a heart for it. They have an antenna for it. Read my book, The First Idiot in Heaven. At the end of that book, I talk about people who have an antenna for Paul and an antenna for Peter. Antenna for the uncircumcision, antenna for the circumcision. Antenna for Jewish things, antenna for Gentile things. Now, we call those Israelites that got scattered, we call them Gentiles because they themselves probably don't know their identity. But now getting directly to the 144,000, get this. God is going to wake these people up. When? Probably sometime between now and the middle of the last 7 years, which I compute to be 2024. If F.H. Bader's calculations and others are correct concerning how many years from Adam we are. We are at year, by this calculation, 5991. So we're very close. Are these people alive? Yes. Do they know who they are? Not necessarily. But we know they're going to be celibate males. That's what the scripture says. And so they're going to be woken up. But Martin, don't they have to have a vast education about all things Jewish? Don't they have to be prepared in their heart, in their mind? Let me ask you this. How prepared was Saul the Pharisee in his heart and in his mind for what happened to him on the road to Damascus when he became the first member of the body of Christ? Yeah, the first member of the body of Christ. No one had a more instantaneous change of heart than that guy. He went from a raving lunatic murderer to being an enlightened person. Yes, I mean, he learned more as he went, but he was flooded with knowledge and information at that time. And so much so that he made it to Damascus. He was blind at the time because the light of the glory of the glorified Christ blinded the heck out of him. Met a guy named Ananias in Damascus, healed his blindness. The guy, Saul, went out proclaiming that Jesus is the Christ. The day before, or close to that, he hated Jesus Christ. Now he's proving from the scriptures that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Kind of sounds like when the disciples of Christ got those flames of fire. The Holy Spirit came on them in the upper room. All of a sudden, ah, man, now we see what he was talking about. Jesus said, right? He said, you don't understand what I'm doing now, right? But later it'll come to you. You'll be given the information when it's time. And they were in the upper room, and they were dunces before that, pretty much dunces. It was too much for them, way over their heads. But then when the Holy Spirit came, they go, oh, yes. Oh, now we see it. That's what's going to happen. That's what Paul said, Saul on the road to Damascus. Oh, Jesus is the Christ. This is what the 144,000 are going to say. and it's going to it can happen in an instant. Everything from now to the conclusion of the eon is going to happen swiftly. It's not going to be plodding along anymore. It's going to be boom, 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 boom. That's what John says in Revelation 1:1. These things which must occur swiftly. They're going to be in rapid succession like a series of dominoes. Yes, the 144,000 are alive. They probably don't know who they are. They don't realize their destiny, but they will be sealed. And there will be 12,000 from every tribe, I guarantee you. And God knows their tribes. God knows where they're from, whether they're from Asher or Dan or Joseph. God knows. Benjamin. Yeah. God knows exactly where everybody belongs, even though they don't know. And they're going to be woke up. Poof. Just like that. Yeah, I think just like that.